Chris Burden's early career was all about the intersection of art and danger. The 1970s saw him lying crucified with nails on the roof of a Volkswagen Bug. In another piece, he was shot through the arm by an assistant, literally. Later, Burden made the transition from performance art to sculpture. Now his work is filled with movement and children's toys. A new piece called Metropolis 2 is a scale model of Los Angeles with 1,200 colorful little cars zooming around it at lightning speed. Reporter Alex Schmidt went to the L.A. County Museum of Art to check it out.
Should we go ahead and turn it on?
Jawohl.
The piece is a 10-foot tall model of a city. Basically, it fills up a room. There are colored buildings here and there, and dozens of aluminum tracks sloping over, under, and around them at different levels. An operator steps under some tracks into the middle of the sculpture and flips a few switches. Then, the action. 1,200 toy cars slowly speed up and then start zooming around on the tracks. There's a balcony, so you can look down on it from above. The colorful cars whish past so fast that they make a kind of repetitive pattern.
Kind of find it sort of soothing.
Yeah, hypnotic, like a white noise, like a river, like a brook or a stream or something, right?
Yeah.
White water noise.
The cars aren't tethered to anything. They move by a central engine and magnetic poles, so there's a possibility of real accidents. The operator in the middle of the piece has to keep a close eye out for problems and can press emergency stops if she has to.
It's like the real world, so it's like a... You know, one accident causes more and more, and then, you know, it's a pile up.
I guess, like, if you happen to catch one of those while you were here, it might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw an accident.
Yeah.
This is the artist's second major installation for LACMA, and arguably just as cool as the first. That one is the now iconic sculpture Urban Lights, rows of antique street lamps that look out on Wilshire Boulevard in front of the museum. Burden feels his more recent works give the museum a little more mass appeal.
I think all these things help bring maybe a lay public that would not necessarily be interested in art necessarily. I don't think you need to have an art history background to understand this sculpture.
Yep, there's something just neat about hundreds of little cars zooming around super fast on metal tracks. No art history classes necessary. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.
This is NPR News.